people today are, have depression and all kinds of things that I never heard of when I was growing up. But I do think it's relax, open your heart and soul to spiritual guidance, and go with the flow. And God will provide. I don't think God has time to interfere in Bill Carter's life. But I do think that in his world or her world, that there are angels assigned to us. And they look after us, and they do provide the guidance for decision. And some of the best advice I ever received in my life is when I was in the Secret Service and thinking about leaving, I went to the then governor of Arkansas, Orville Faubus, who was a friend, and asked his advice. And he looked at me, and I'll never forget this, because he looked at me and said, "Why would you want my advice? My advice would mean nothing to you, Bill. I can't appreciate what you're going through, but if you want advice, then go sit on a log and pray and ask for guidance from within, because that's where the answer is. The answer is within yourself. God gave you those answers. Just ask that they come out." And, you know, I've followed that throughout my life. I think too often we blame people for our problems. Most all of our problems fall right back on us. We look outside for help. Help me solve this problem when all I have to do is solve it myself. My life has been one of turning within and saying, "God, help me, please guide." And John Hartranft taught me about prayer. One time I said, "Well, you know, I try to pray, but I just, you know, I get so busy." And he said, "Well, what are you doing when you're on an elevator? What are you doing when you're driving down the road? The times that you're doing nothing and you're bored, why aren't you praying? You don't have to go home at night and get on your knees. You're tired and you want to go to bed and go to sleep." But he said, "As you go to bed, open yourself to guidance and pray and ask that your guides come in and give you guidance that night." And I think about every night of my life since I met John Hartranft, I've said a little prayer and just said, "If you're there listening, I don't really need any specific help, but please guide my life and provide the answers for me as questions arise." I mean, I've made the wrong decisions in my life, but every time I did, I think I knew I was making them. And sometimes you just do that. But I think most of the time when I've made the right decisions, the answers have been provided for me. It came from faith and believing, I guess, in myself.